Well, good morning. I'm so glad to see you all this morning. I'm meeting some new faces, and we have an old friend came to visit this morning. Ari, I'm glad to see you here. And you're new? You're an old friend. And what's your name?
Cooper.
Cooper. Oh, good to have you, Cooper. And Ethan, you're kind of a new old friend because I already know your name, right? Yeah. We've got a plant there in front of us today. Tell me what the different parts of that plant are. Can you see those seeds?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right there.
Are those seeds? Okay. What are some of the other parts? Yeah. Zach, the leaves. And Marina said the stem. What else? The flowers. Yeah. Summertime, there are lots of flowers out on plants, aren't there?
Petals.
Pollen, yes. Can you see all the pollen falling off of that plant right now? Yeah. Do you know what that plant's called? It's called a prayer plant.
What?
There's one other part of the plant we haven't talked about yet.
One of the leaves is black and part of it's broken,
yeah. I think I heard Marina say it. What's the part that we can't see? The roots, that's right. There are, the roots are in the soil. And what does that mean? What does the soil do for the plant? It helps it grow, right? What's inside the soil to help it grow?
Nutrients
and water. Thank you, Zach. That's really good. So we have all these things inside the plant that help it to grow strong. And the scriptures this morning say that we are to be rooted and grounded in love. So love is the soil that we're supposed to grow in. How about that? The love of God helps us to grow strong, and in fact it says that we can grow into the fullness of God. We can grow even stronger than that plant. And there is no way that we can know how broad and how deep and how wide that love is that God has for us, but that we can keep growing in it, that there's always more for us to grow in. That's good news, isn't it? Yeah, it's good news, Mackenzie. All right, let's pray, okay? Gracious God, thank you for Jesus, for his love that helps us grow. May we be rooted and grounded in his love so that we may be filled with all the fullness of God.
Amen.